All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Werzer. It's Wednesday, June 29th. I can't believe we're almost done with June. The month has flown by. Summery temperatures today as we head into July. The forecast is coming up in just a few minutes. Here's what's making regional news. There's still crime scene tape around a movie theater in Oakdale after a man was shot inside around 10 o'clock last night. The shooting happened at the Marcus Theaters. It's not clear what the motive for the shooting was. The alleged shooter ran off on foot and has not been arrested. The victim is still in the hospital. Only two jurors have been picked for the trial of the alleged shooter in a road rage killing last summer on Highway 169 in the Twin Cities. Jamal Smith has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of Jay Bounton. Bounton was driving his son home from a baseball game when some kind of dispute developed between the two drivers as they drove down the road. Bounton was shot in the head and died shortly after. Smith's attorneys say it was not Smith who pulled the trigger, but one of the other two passengers in the car. In other news, the COVID infection rates in Minnesota are still at the high-risk level. 3,362 new infections were reported yesterday, numbers which cover this past weekend. There are 24 new infections per 100,000 residents. Now, that's down from previous weeks, but well above the health department's high-risk level. There are 379 patients currently hospitalized with COVID-19, including 29 in the ICU. Over the last week, six people died of COVID each day. Starting tomorrow, the state health department will move to weekly COVID reports rather than daily reports. Last week's U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade has made abortion a top issue in Minnesota's race for governor. Tim Pugmire has more on that.
DFL Governor Tim Walz held a news conference to highlight the issue and to accuse Republican candidate Dr. Scott Jensen of having an extreme position for wanting to ban abortions.
Abortion is legal in Minnesota, but that could change in November.
Jensen countered in an online video in which he accused Walz of having the extreme position.
I think Governor Walz is extreme if he thinks that it's okay to do an abortion in the 39th week of gestation.
Walz flatly denied the allegation.
Not one time have I ever said that.
Walz said he thinks the court decision has changed the dynamics for this year's election. I'm Tim Pugmire.
U.S. Steel says it'll make a major investment at one of its Minnesota iron ore mines to supply a growing part of the steel industry. Dan Crocker explains.
U.S. Steel says it will spend about $150 million to upgrade one of its two Minnesota mines, either Minntac, the state's largest iron ore mine in Mountain Iron, or Keetac, a smaller facility in Keewatin. The company will make a specialty pellet that's used to make direct reduced iron, which is used to feed a smaller steel mill known as an electric arc furnace. These mini mills now make up a majority of the steel production in the U.S., but most of Minnesota's iron ore is currently sent to blast furnaces along the Great Lakes. John Arbogast with the United Steelworkers says the investment shows Minnesota is a big part of U.S. Steel's business.
Who knows? They could have went different routes for this, but they decided to invest in northern Minnesota, and we are ecstatic, to say the least.
U.S. Steel says it will begin work on the project this fall. I'm Dan Crocker, Duluth.
Here's some good news. 700 acres of land has been added to the Chenguetana State Forest along the St. Croix River. The forest area covers parts of Pine and Chisago counties in east central Minnesota. The land was donated by the nonprofit Trust for Public Land. The land was originally owned by Xcel Energy. Sports. The Twins split a doubleheader with the Cleveland Guardians yesterday. Cleveland won the first game 3-2. Twins won the second game 6-0. They play the Guardians again tonight in Cleveland. The Lynx beat the Dallas Wings last night, 92-64. As promised, here's your weather forecast for the day ahead of us. It's going to be windy in western Minnesota today, a wind advisory. Wind gusts around 50 miles an hour will be pretty common today in that area. Showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, in the afternoon over the northern half of Minnesota. Highs, lower 80s, lower 90s, except along the Lake Superior shoreline, 60s for highs near there. Continued windy overnight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, a chance of rain for the south and east. Highs tomorrow, lower 70s to the lower 80s in the north, mid-80s, lower 90s in the south. If you're looking for more news right now, you can always stream us by going to nprnews.org. We've got that news app you can download. If you have smart speakers, tell them to play NPR News. Or if you have a radio, just turn that on. Listen that way. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Worzer.